flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Okay, business leaders, are you playing defense or are you on the offense? Are you just, excuse me, hey, I'm trying to talk business here. As I was saying, are you here just to play or are you playing to win? If you're in it to win, meet your next MVP, NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is your full business management system in one suite. With NetSuite, you're running your accounting, your financials, HR, e-commerce, and more, all from your online dashboard. One source of truth means every department's working from the same numbers with no data delays. And with AI embedded throughout, you're automating manual tasks, plus getting fast insights for your next move. Whether you're competing on your home turf or looking to conquer international markets, NetSuite helps you get the W. Over 40,000 businesses have already made the move to NetSuite, the number one cloud ERP.
Right now, get the CFO's Guide to AI and Machine Learning at netsuite.com/special. Get this free guide at netsuite.com/special.
Okay, guys.
So, top of the hour, we are going to get to a story that Rico considers me crazy, but someone agrees with me. Super Bowl, NFL related. I have some audio for you. Oh boy. We're going to have some fun. Odyssey.com rewind if you want conversation about the Lions. We covered it all. We even did a little Pistons today as well. But David has an update on something else. And you know what it is. Well, David is telling me the White House has spoken. Dronegate.
They have spoken.
Let me hear this.
White House Press Secretary Carolyn Leavitt, in her first briefing, gave this update. After research and study, the drones that were flying over New Jersey in large numbers were authorized to be flown by the FAA for research and various other reasons. She continues, many of these drones were also hobbyists, recreational, and private individuals that enjoy flying drones.
Not the size of SUVs.
In time, it got worse due to curiosity. This was not the enemy.
All right, time out. Then here's what I would ask for. Then show me the FAA approvals and who you approved. Now, I understand there is always a space in this life of things that we, the public, should not know about. That is how the military operates. There's always going to be an Area 51. There's always going to be, you know, special ops. I get that. But hold on a minute. If it was that simple, why the hell did the White House not come out with this when it was actually going on? Boulder Dash.
I'm with you.
What do you think? You're rolling your eyes over there. What's your problem?
Well, you're going to put on your tinfoil hat a little bit later, so let's put mine on now. Or maybe the panic and everything that happened was part of the experiment.
What? Seeing how much they could get away with?
No, let's put some drones out there and let's see how people react. Let's just do this and not say anything.
I still believe it is a high level.
This is what happened.
Oh, and this is tinfoil in your mind? I still think it's a very high level. Like, need-to-know basis, interstellar clearance type thing here. Where that is military ops, data collection, something they intend to use on the bad guys, and they needed to give it a test run. Mm-hmm. And look, what's in New Jersey? Picatinny. Army base, military base. Is it a smart idea to do it there? No.
You do it in the middle of nowhere, like out in Iowa.
But if you're trying to collect data or do some form of recon, or I don't know, man. I don't think that's tinfoil.
No, I'm saying it's tinfoil because sometimes, Mike, you just do things in plain sight and you act like, I don't know what you're talking about.
Like Michigan cheating.
Yes.
You do it. I'm sorry. I didn't think this was on. I'm sorry.
No, but sometimes the biggest con is the what do you mean? I'm watching you do this. No, you're not.
That's Connor Stallions in a CMU hat. No, it's not.
It's not. No, it's what? He wouldn't just walk on the side. Hey, that's okay. Okay, these it's like gigantic drones. Are they though? Really?
Now, and here's
are
the
they
thing.
That big? Yeah. Wow.
The okay. White House. Technically, if the military was going to do this, there would be FAA clearance, I believe. So it's not a lie. But I wish
bro,
we could
just. The fact that they didn't get shot down told me everything that I knew.
Because we have the technology. You could do an EMP attack.
Because you think
magnetically drop them.
And that could be maybe what they were trying is, you know what? Let's see if we could just target an EMP pulse.
Yeah, everything gets protected.
There's one thing that will forever change the way you sleep, and it's the softest, 100% organic cotton sheets from Boll & Branch. You'll fall asleep faster, wrapped in the most luxurious comfort. You'll never sleep hot again with sheets that feel breathable to sleep in. You'll experience the purest softness on night one and feel your sheets get even softer with every wash. Discover the difference with 15% off your first set of sheets at bollandbranch.com with code Odyssey. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
Wow. What's up? I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
We are in the New York area, New Jersey, easily, F whatever, throw them out there, send them out there, and take care of them.
David, because I'm thinking that it was, can we target and just knock out the power in a car or a city block or a couple of houses or whatever, and in that New York area, it's a metropolis, so you got a bunch of people, so you'll know instantly if this works or not, because if the entire city loses power... Well,
Rico's right. Rico's right, though. By the fact they didn't get shot down, that was the first tell they were American.
Right.
I agree.
There's no scenario that could be a foreign presence.
I mean, you remember
and they get away with that.
That weather balloon or whatever, and people we're going to shoot it down. Like,
don't even get me started.
But this was just, this was calculated, and this was, trust me, you don't need to know what we're doing, but we know what we're doing. Like, this is one of those.
You buying it?
About 20 people knew. And that's the only 20 people.
Yeah, this
who
isn't an answer
know.
That Canada got, because I'm pretty sure they called. That's close enough to
David,
them.
Mike, we still don't know what started the blackout.
What are you talking about?
Years, what was
2003?
It? 2003. Yeah, like 20 some years ago. Were you here for that?
I've been out here since 98.
Yeah, the blackout.
That went blackout.
Yeah, everything went out in Ohio, Michigan, New York. Yeah.
Part of New York.
Part of New York.
Canada.
Yeah. Huh?
You're being funny right now?
No, I'm being, listen, guys.
Mike, it was during the summer.
I don't remember what I had for lunch yesterday. I don't know.
It was during the summer. All of a sudden, all the power went out.
Maybe I was in Saratoga.
The power went out here, Ohio. Like,
I remember this?
It was a large chunk of the United States.
They call it the Northeast Blackout.
Yeah. So
parts of Canada, Michigan, Ohio, Pennsylvania, New York.
Well, how long did it last?
About four, five
weeks.
Days.
What?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know. Give me the dates on this. I'll corroborate it. I'll let you know if I was here. I don't remember.
August 14th, 2003 is when it happened at 4 o'clock.
I might have been in Saratoga. I probably didn't care.
Or I'm trying to think, was the power out there too?
No.
Apparently not. Because,
I have family that was at Cedar Point, and the rise just stopped. Everything in the middle of it.
Talking about a hellscape.
I mean, it was the weirdest thing. I was flying around Detroit, and it looked like a Hollywood set.
When did you get a pilot's license?
I was with the pilot. I was in Sky Fox.
Oh. Welcome to your Thursday.
Thursday. I forgot about that.
No, I'm looking at a bunch of debris in the left lane.
No, here's a valuable lesson I found out. When your shift is over, just go home. Don't stick around when your shift is over.
Oh, things are a mess up here.
All of a sudden, the memo came out and said, yeah, anybody in the building, you're still on the clock.
Our traffic lady kills me. Oh, welcome to your chilly, crummy Friday. Don't welcome me to that. It's 7 degrees.
That really bothers you.
I can't stand it.
You know what? Do it more. Yes. But no, it was like we flew around the entire city. We flew over the airport, and it was weird because every plane was in at a terminal. And you've never seen that before. Like, only in movies.
Do we have any video of you doing the weather from up there?
I wasn't doing the weather.
What the hell were you doing?
No one knew what was going on, Mike.
So you just decided to hop up in the Bat Chopper?
No, they told me, hey, can you go up in Sky Fox?
Hold on. So there's this huge mystery. Right. It's DEFCON 1. They call Rico Beard to go up in a helicopter.
I was still in the building. And I was one of the few people who like going up in Sky Fox. So now people were calling like, oh, they're doing this, they're doing that. So now it was just, it was like 5 days.
Were you doing live reports?
Not me, but no, because we couldn't. There was no power.
Fascinating. All right, let's get to business.
I can't believe you didn't know this.
I had no idea, but I could, I don't want to waste the people's time. You and I will talk offline about this. Amazing. Rico with that stupid little headset and a chopper. It's really messed up here. I have audio to play for you. Someone buys into my NFL conspiracy. We're going to talk about it next. 97.1.
Whether you want to
buy, buy, buy
in a bear market or
sell, sell, sell
in a bull market, Jim Cramer can help you become a better investor. Mad Money, weeknights 6 Eastern. Listen to CNBC on the Odyssey app.